BBC World News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Hello. A landmark US-EU trade deal has been struck after high-stakes negotiations in Scotland between President Trump and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Brussels says the deal offers stability, but analysts say it exposes the EU's limited leverage. Ursula von der Leyen said she'd been pleased to get tariffs down to 15%.
15% is not to be underestimated, but it is the best we could get. It's overall across the board. Important was for us, it includes not only the cars, so go down with the tariffs for cars to 15%, but also all goods and semiconductor and pharma.
European leaders have been cautiously welcoming the trade deal between the US and the EU. The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said it managed to preserve the bloc's fundamental interests, though he added he'd continue to call for tariff reductions. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said she'd need to see more of the details before passing proper judgment. The United Nations aid chief says initial reports indicate that more than 100 truckloads of supplies were collected in Gaza on Sunday after Israel eased some restrictions on aid. But Tom Fletcher said vast amounts of aid were still needed. Hugo Beshegas in Jerusalem.
Aid agencies have been saying there needs to be the unrestricted entry and delivery of aid by land to alleviate the crisis there. Today was the first day after those measures were announced by the Israeli military. These pauses in fighting in three densely populated areas of Gaza to allow the delivery of aid, and also the creation of these humanitarian corridors for UN convoys to deliver food and medical supplies. The World Food Programme says it has enough aid in or head into Gaza to feed the entire population for 90 days.
Israel's decision to open the corridors and pause attacks in some areas followed intense international pressure. Google has admitted its earthquake warning system failed to alert people when two huge quakes hit Turkey in 2023, killing more than 55,000 people. But Google told the BBC only 469 of its highest level alerts were sent during the first earthquake. Our technology correspondent James Clayton has this report.
It was one of the most deadly earthquakes this century. Google's Android Earthquake Alerts uses the company's vast Android operating system to detect shaking, then send out a warning to people before the quake reaches them, in theory. However, a research paper published by Google admits the system underestimated the shaking. When they simulated the quake again, they found this alert could have been sent to 10 million people, giving up to 35 seconds of warning. Google says the algorithm has now been improved, but challenges remain in trying to send warnings for large magnitude events.
World News from the BBC. Wildfires on the Italian island of Sardinia have forced dozens of holidaymakers to flee a beach by boat after flames blocked their escape. The blaze is one of many burning around the Mediterranean as temperatures soar to the high 40s degrees Celsius. Yemen's Houthi movement say it'll now target any ships owned by companies that do business with Israeli ports, regardless of the ship's nationality or destination. The warning marks what the Houthis call the fourth phase of their campaign against Israel. In a televised statement, a military spokesman urged countries to pressure Israel to end its war in Gaza. In the Women's Football European Championships, England have successfully defended their title, beating Spain on penalties. The nail-biting final saw the Lionesses score 3-1 in the shootout, with Chloe Kelly netting the winner. And the American satirical singer and Harvard mathematician Tom Lehrer has died at the age of 97. In the 1950s and 60s, he delighted audiences with the sardonic songs like Poisoning Pigeons in the Park and I Got It from Agnes. Our arts correspondent is David Sillitoe.
Since I still appreciate...
Tom Lehrer was a mathematician with a sideline in comic songs with an edge. The lighter side of death, STDs, and the pleasures of poisoning pigeons in the park.
Why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park?
He'd won a place at Harvard when he was just 15. The songs were a slightly subversive hobby that made him famous across America and Britain.
But I got it from Agnes, or maybe it was Sue, or Millie, or Billy, or Jilly.
And while he had pretty much given up on writing new songs by the mid-60s, his records continued to sell.
And if you will be my friend, then I might. Mind you, I said might.
It was, he said, a word-of-mouth thing.
Give it to you!
More herpes than Ebola.
BBC World News.